You're not expecting that one.
The champions!
Were you not expecting me to do that? Come on, you should know me by now. I like my different introductions and should have just gone in tonight on TCF Sport. But how are you doing anyway? As you can tell from the laughter. That's my brother Stephen, who cannot control himself.
Your balls drop back down now.
Well, have you ever seen the Bane meme? Have you seen The Dark Knight Rises? You seen The Dark Knight Rises? Yeah. So you know where he blows out the stadium and he's speaking into the microphone?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Bane meme where he's singing the Champions League theme tune?
No.
I will have to show you that because I think that's, going back to funny videos, that is one of the funniest videos I've ever watched. Me and James just used to laugh, cry at that with laughter. Yeah, brilliant. How are you doing anyway? You good?
Yeah, that was different, that one.
Yeah. Told you, all the introductions are going to be different. But as you could tell from, well, I hope you could tell from the late little introduction, tonight we are doing a Champions League preview, a preview of the whole tournament. Won't be that long because Arsenal aren't in it, so we don't really have a great deal to talk about.
I was about to say, I know what you're thinking. You're Arsenal fans. Why are you doing a Champions League preview?
Well, I mean,
because it's the casual fans podcast.
Exactly, and we just like to talk about football. We'd like to talk about all football, so yeah.
Other than Spurs football.
Yeah, although we have to talk about them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they're in a really good group.
They are in a really good group, which we will come on to. But going back to the little introductory segment, I introduced this a couple of podcasts ago now, but just going to ask you a general football question. Being Champions League themed, this podcast, what is the best Champions League goal of all time, in your opinion?
Ooh, I've seen you've put some down.
That was just off the top of my head, yeah.
Yeah, out of the ones that you've put down, because I'm going to have to go through one of those, I can't think of, there's been so many decent goals, like you've got when you think about group stages.
And even going back from before I was born as well,
So I'm going to go for Bale's overhead kick versus Liverpool in the Champions League final.
How much better, in your view, do you think that was than Ronaldo's overhead kick against Juventus? Is it just because of the magnitude of the game that he did it in? In that it was the final?
No, the distance, he was outside the area, wasn't he?
Well, he was edge of the area.
Edge, yeah, but Ronaldo was penalty
the height
spot.
That Ronaldo got, though.
Yeah, I get that.
Mad.
Oh, I know.
Mental.
I know.
Yeah.
But he also, the ball went in and pinged off the bar, didn't it?
No,
did it
just went
bar?
Straight in.
Did it go straight in?
Yeah.
No, for Bale's one.
No, yeah, went straight in. Both of them went straight in.
Okay. I thought Champions League final. Was it not 1-1 at that point as well?
It was 1-1 because the third goal that Bale also scored was the
Karius
one that
went through Karius's hands.
Yeah.
And you'll never walk alone unless you cost us two goals in the Champions League final. Irony!
Yeah, because I actually say Ronaldo's...
Have you seen how much he's beefed up?
Who?
Karius.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit like Fernando Torres. Well, nothing compares to Fernando Torres, but I have seen how much Karius had beefed up.
Because of all the death threats he was getting from Scousers, he's had to beef up.
If he goes back to Liverpool. He did go back to Liverpool after the Besiktas loan ended, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was
like a two-year loan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's still playing now.
He's in the gym. Yeah. Flexing on him like Ronnie Coleman. Yeah. Thank you.
Lightweight!
Lightweight, baby!
Yeah. Because I actually think Ronaldo's overhead kick against Juventus was slightly better.
Fair enough.
However, I think Zidane's goal against Leverkusen, just because of the volley on his left peg and how high the ball was dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, different class act.
Had to watch it, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That was in the final as well.
That was, Park, and that was the Leverkusen team we took apart 4-1, as we've discussed previously.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But that's the great thing about opinions. They're all great goals.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some other ones that have been there.
I mean, two that I wrote down.
Talking about different goals, talking about Arsenal, Bergkamp's little chip against Leverkusen.
Yeah, of course. Would you say Henry's is better than that, though? The Henry's against Real Madrid?
No, because Henry used pace. And then
and skill
even,
and strength.
And even Lundberg was against Juventus. Bergkamp kept the ball
assist.
Away.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, yeah. I mean, obviously... I remember that because I remember Arsenal games more, but...
Yeah,
but... So be it, there's so many other good goals.
Well, if you're putting it into different categories, if you're talking about the best solo goal, I don't think anything comes close to Messi's against Real Madrid. You know where Busquets got the best assist ever, where he just rolled it off to Messi, and then Messi ran past four or five players and put it into the corner. That was different class.
Shouldn't get an assist if a player holds onto the ball for 2 minutes before scoring.
That was just... I think that was the 2011 team, because then they beat Manchester United in the final at Wembley. That Barcelona team, probably the greatest club side.
If you could sign anyone from Barcelona, Sir Alex, who would you sign?
I love his response. Mascherano.
Mascherano.
Yeah. But moving on to the actual preview. Now,
can't go around asking questions like that, son.
Sorry. What happens to getting new material, yeah.
If I haven't used that for a while. So, and it was in context of Alex Ferguson. Yeah.
But yeah, going into the actual preview, before I ask for who you think will win this year's Champions League, we've talked about the format before, and we both said that the new format that UEFA have unveiled is like a European Super League light, and we don't like it.
Yeah, rubbish.
But do you think the Champions League format needs refreshing?
Yes.
Yeah, do you think it's a bit stale?
Yes.
How would you change it?
Complete knockout competition.
Just from the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning, complete knockout. Yeah. Two legs, no away goals, winner takes all.
How would you still have your seeds and things?
Yeah, you could have a top half and bottom half.
Yeah.
But you could have it where, obviously, a bit like they do with Wimbledon tennis, where bottom half of the draw, you still have some of your stronger ones, so they don't meet till maybe the quarterfinals or something like that.
Yeah. But in terms of like pure drama and things, because I think the Champions League is best when it's that at that knockout period, isn't it? Because
you don't want to see a long league format. Like the group stages are good, I get that, and it's they've made it a little bit more competitive with third place drops down into the Europa League. Fine, but I just the whole two league thing coming in.
I don't get it. The reason why I asked, is it a bit
stale? And the managers always moan that they're playing too many games.
But the reason why I asked, is it a bit stale? Because it always feels like in the group stage, the same clubs always meet. Liverpool again this year, playing Ajax and Napoli. Two teams have played in recent seasons. Porto and Atletico Madrid were in the same group last year.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich, Barcelona were in the same group last year. Real Madrid and Shakhtar were in the same group last year and are perennially drawn against each other. Like, if you want to refresh the tournament as well, another way you could do it is, yeah, you have your seeds, but instead of separating the English sides, maybe the English sides could meet, or teams of the same nationalities could meet in the group stage. Stop sort of separating it.
Yeah, that'd be another way around, wouldn't it?
It's just to make it
be easier on the travel for the British teams, wouldn't it? And the Spanish teams all meeting.
Just means that anyone can meet anyone from any point in the competition.
I suppose the problem with that is, though, you could have a whole group of England, Spain.
Well, unless, because you still have the pots, and three English sides were in pot two this year. So
very true.
Only one English side could meet another English side. But at least it means that it doesn't feel, I don't want to say like premeditated, the draw as such, but it always feels that in a way, in that when there are six groups available and you draw out a Spanish team, for example, and they can only be placed in two groups. Like,
I heard something interesting on the radio. Let's see if you'll get this. Because I was struggling with this, albeit in the space of like the 30 seconds you had to listen to it. Which team is debuting in the Champions League for the first time ever? This season? Yeah. You're lucky you've got the teams in front of you.
It's either Maccabi Haifa or Victoria Plzen.
No, it's neither of those. They've been in it before.
Yeah. Not FC Copenhagen?
No, not FC Copenhagen. No, they've been in it before as well. It's apparently Eintracht Frankfurt.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because when I heard that on the radio, it was Radio X Johnny Vaughan, but he likes his football, does Johnny, even though he's a Chelsea fan. It was in a little advertising bit for his football kickabout that he does on Saturday for his radio show. And yeah, I was driving along and I was like, oh, who is that? And then they gave the answer. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
It is interesting because they've been in European competitions before, but of course they were in group pot one this year because they won the Europa League.
They won the Europa League, didn't they? Yeah. So that's the way they got into it.
Yeah, fair play.
You know, and I know what you're saying about it being a bit stagnant, but Frankfurt have never had Spurs in a group stage.
Well, I mean, that's probably the only group that, like, it's different.
Spurs have lucked out with that group.
Is that the English side that has the nicest group, in your opinion?
Yes. Although, City's hardest game should be arguably Sevilla.
Well, Dortmund are decent as well.
Dortmund are decent, but
they've lost Haaland.
They're not the same as what have been in recent seasons.
I think, to me, it goes Tottenham, Chelsea, City, Liverpool in terms of groups from easiest to hardest, because AC Milan league champions, but Salzburg and Zagreb, like Chelsea, should turn them over pretty comfortably. City, Sevilla and Dortmund, difficult games, but
Napoli aren't mugs either, and especially where Liverpool been playing. But then Liverpool seems to turn it on when it comes to the Champions League.
They do, although it's interesting because the year that they won it, so they lost to Madrid in the final, didn't they? Then they won it the season after against Tottenham at the Wanda Metropolitano. Napoli, they had a chance right at the end of the group stage, right at the end of the final game in the group stage. Alisson pulled out a big save. But if Napoli had scored, Liverpool wouldn't have qualified. So
they had some big stuff going on.
Big stuff going on, like I did.
The decider.
It really was.
Yeah. But coming to the big question, who will win this year's Champions League?
I'm going for Bayern Munich.
You are going for Bayern Munich?
Yeah.
I knew that response anyway because I've spoken to you before. For me, it's either Bayern, City, or Madrid. And it's really difficult because I know...
Atletico Madrid.
No, Real Madrid. Let's be clear.
They won't retain it.
We said that last time when they won it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that they wouldn't retain it then.
I said they wouldn't retain it, to be fair.
Yeah, no, I was saying I'd like to see them do it for a third year in a row because it hasn't been done in my lifetime.
It had never been done, them winning two in a row. That had never been done.
They've won five European Cups in a row, didn't
they?
Yeah,
I'm talking in the modern format.
Yeah, since it changed. That's what I mean. It had not been done since Forest, and that was the European Cup for
it. Yeah, because it changed, I think.
Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that. Champions of Europe, you weren't even born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going Bayern Munich because they've now three seasons ago they won it.
They won it in lockdown when it was all.
When City single. Should have won it. When they got knocked out by Lyon,
yeah. And Thiago was still playing for Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
But they beat PSG in the final. They
beat 1-0
Barcelona 8-2. Yeah. Which was funny.
Destroyed Barca.
Yeah.
Coutinho on loan from Barcelona.
Scored two goals. Yeah. And it's a Champions League medal.
Yeah, shocking. So Bayern Munich, it's Nagelsmann, isn't it? Julian Nagelsmann's there. I think this will be the next thing you'll need to kick on and do is win the Champions League.
Well, I think they're always tested Bayern Munich managers because winning the German League, I think they've done it 10 or 11 years in a row now.
Yeah.
The Champions League is the big one. And Guardiola couldn't do it when he was there. So
no, I mean, he only stayed there for three seasons. Whether it's won if he stayed there
we
longer.
We said it before that Guardiola replaced Jupp Heynckes, who won the treble in his last season.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, so that's what they're always tested on. But for me, I'm going to go with City, even though I do have doubts saying that.
City's maiden win.
Yeah, it's just because...
Go on, City, focus on the Champions League and let Arsenal win the league. There you go.
Oh, so if City don't win the league, does that mean you think we're finishing second? That's what I'm going to say now.
Not yet.
No.
But we'll see. Like I say, come back to me at Christmas, although we'd have had a World Cup. So come back to me at the end of January.
January, when we're World Cup champions.
We're already European champions, mate. Might as well be World Cup champions as well. We're all seen as one.
Yeah, fair enough. Why haven't you put City though to win Champions League?
I don't think they've got squad depth.
Is that squad depth and the goalkeeper are different reasons?
Oh,
but I don't think Edison's good enough.
I don't think they've got the squad depth. I don't think Edison's good enough. I think he costs them even in the Premier League. I think he's suspect for some of the. He's always good for giving away a goal or a big chance.
On their squad depth, though, because you know I put out that clip the other day from one of the previous podcasts in which we both said, I think they lack a bit of squad depth.
Yeah.
While I was editing that, because I said, and we both agreed, that City had sold three players, Sterling, Jesus, Zinchenko, and hadn't replaced them.
Mm.
They have replaced them because they've got Haaland, who replaces Jesus. They've got Alvarez, who replaces Sterling. They've got Gomez, the left-back, who replaces Zinchenko.
Yeah.
So arguably their squad... They've still got the same numbers. It just comes to the drop-off in quality. Because,
they haven't replaced Mendy yet, though, have they?
Oh, yeah, but Mendy was gone from...
Yeah, no, but you're talking about out-and-out left-back. Cancelo's now playing left-back, and he's arguably a right-back.
But Cancelo's been playing left-back for the last two, three seasons.
I know he has.
So that is his position.
I'm just saying.
But Gomez, yeah, so, I mean...
They swapped... Because they got him from Juventus, didn't they, for one of their right-backs.
Cancelo, yeah.
Yeah, which is...
Oh, Danilo.
Amazing bit of business.
That is an amazing bit of business, especially because of how good Cancelo's become.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, I mean, they've still got the same numbers in their squad, is the point I was making. But when you say, Haaland's better than Jesus, but Alvarez isn't as good as Sterling, and Gomez isn't as good as Zinchenko.
So Alvarez is supposed to be the backup striker for Haaland as well, but... Yeah. You say Alvarez isn't as good as Sterling, but
this season, well,
they're slightly different. They're slightly different players. He already looks a better finisher, right foot and left foot.
Judging it on one game, though, isn't it? But it's just from what they've done.
But also judging it on one game, I've said Isaac looks like he's a better finisher than Nunes.
Yeah, well, I've agreed with you on that one. How do you think the English clubs will get on there? Who do you think will go furthest of the four?
It'll be Liverpool or City. Chelsea can't defend in the Premier League at the moment. Fofana will be new to Champions League football. Tottenham, he doesn't do very well in Europe, Conte, he'll just want to try and play on the counter. Again, I know we said they've got depth, but they haven't really added anything that pushes them on.
It's more competition for places, isn't it? Richarlison gives more competition up front. Bissouma gives more competition in central midfield.
I mean, is Richarlison now going to be the striker for the games?
Well, it's interesting how they played against Fulham, because they both played, didn't they?
But, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. When it comes
I don't know,
to
I think when they get tired.
But if you had to say City or Liverpool?
City will probably go further, based on how Liverpool started the season.
Yeah, and their group is harder, even though their group was arguably the hardest of the English clubs last season, and they won all six games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Do you think any of the English sides won't get out of the group?
No, looking at them, the one that will find it, the one that would be in danger, and I use that in inverted commas, would be Liverpool, just because the Rangers game will be, will just be a British game.
Did you see they got spanked by Celtic? Oh,
smashed 4-0, yeah, I know. Napoli will be a tough game. Ajax, you never know, because they bring in all these 18-year-olds who are just world-class and 700 yeah. million every window. So
I don't know how they do it every year.
Their group does look quite tough. I mean, City, like I say, Sevilla and Dortmund, Copenhagen, I expect them to walk over both games, to be fair.
I expect them to walk over all of them, to be honest.
Sevilla and Dortmund, yeah. So Liverpool, on paper, they've got the harder group, but I still expect them all to come out. I wouldn't be too surprised, not with my Arsenal glasses on, if Spurs don't get out of the group.
No,
because Frankfurt aren't mugs. Marseille aren't the worst team either, albeit they've lost Saliba, obviously. And Sporting Lisbon have got a pedigree of being in the Champions League.
It almost feels like those three clubs, specifically Frankfurt, Sporting and Marseille, are all quite evenly matched, and they're good sides. Yeah. Tottenham have the easiest group, but they're still, all three are good, solid sides.
But will there be complacency from a Spurs, maybe from a Spurs fan, maybe not from the manager, but one of the players of, oh yeah, we haven't got Bayern Munich, we haven't got Barcelona, we haven't got AC Milan, didn't get Real Madrid. Oh, we're winning this, we're going through, like.
Yeah.
So, could be wrong, but...
First season in the Champions League for a few years as well.
Yeah.
I think last time they were in the Champions League, Pochettino got sacked in mid-November, and that was when Bayern Munich, the year Bayern Munich won it.
5-1, what's it?
7-2. 7-2.
7-2.
The Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Oh, Gnabry.
I think the amount of goals he scored
cooking
in London
something. Got
a
hat-trick, didn't he? Or was it four?
I think definitely it was just a hat-trick. Yeah,
that was quality.
That was, yeah.
And then, because then he went North London as red, didn't he?
yeah. Quality. Shame we didn't sign him in the summer, to be honest.
But yeah.
I think he signed another contract now. Individual awards. Who do you think will be the top scorer in this season's Champions League?
Let's break format and go Haaland.
Fair enough. I'll break format as well and go Mane then. So we can both be different.
I was going to go Mane, but they've got Barcelona, Inter Milan in the group stages.
They batter Barcelona. On Barcelona, though, that's actually a good point. With the signings they've made, how do you think they'll do this year?
They'll do okay, but they won't be as,
they didn't
as
get
clinical.
They didn't get out of the group last season, though. I'm expecting them to get out of the group, even though they're going to Milan.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because Barcelona got Lewandowski, Inter Milan have got Big Rom,
yeah,
and Bayern Munich have, well, they got Mane. I don't know if he playing through the middle at the moment, but
no, it's interesting with them. I don't actually know if they have a recognised centre forward now. They will just sort of rotate.
Yeah, a bit like what Liverpool kind of did with, I mean,
well, when Diaz came in, Mane played through the middle.
So. We didn't really speak about it on the review podcast. But do you think it was a bit of disrespect taking Firmino out when you consider how he's done? Bringing someone who's cost you potentially points by nutting someone.
Yeah,
I know he had that good shot that was saved, but in his created goals, I mean, I know I slated him for what game did they play? And I slated
Palace,
him. Probably Palace, yeah.
Yeah, with
United game where he tried
Firmino, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But then he scores two against Bournemouth and set up another three.
And then the game after against Newcastle, he had a good game then as well.
Yeah, did he score the equaliser? Salah played for, of course, yeah, he did score the equaliser. Yeah. And even when he came on, he forced two good saves from Pickford straight away. Yeah. So I completely agree. Yeah. Player of the tournament.
This is the problem because I don't know too many of the players for some of the other clubs.
Just go Mane then.
Mbappe.
How far do you think PSG will go?
They could go all the way.
Of course they could, but it's interesting that
depends on their draw, because they were a bit unlucky last season. Yeah,
I mean they had the Madrid game. They had Madrid, and then it was just that 10-minute spell.
Yeah,
that they
and like, he was top performer in both those games. Everyone else let him down.
We both put Mane in our team of the Champions League team of the season from one of the very first podcasts that we did. So,
but that's only because he went on further, wasn't it, Mane? Didn't I put Mbappe in the team?
Sorry, not Mane, Mbappe. That's what I'm talking about. We had Mbappe
in
both of our Champions League teams this season because, like you said, his teammates let him down.
Yeah.
And that's why for the first PSG home game after that Champions League knockout, all the PSG fans booed Messi, booed Neymar, cheered Mbappe.
Can I change my top goal scorer?
Yeah, change
your
top goal scorer.
I'm going to go with Mbappe for a change.
So you're going to go with Mbappe, top goal scorer, and Mbappe player of the
tournament? Yeah, he'll be top goal scorer and then he'll get player of the tournament as well.
But Bayern to win it.
Bayern to win it.
So I'm going to go top goal scorer. I'll go Haaland. I'll change the mine as well then. And player of the tournament, I'll go De Bruyne, just because I love De Bruyne. Different class.
KDB.
Yes. I think that wraps up nicely though. But before we finish this one, we will talk about Arsenal. Little word on the Europa League. How do you rate Arsenal's and United's chances?
United will win their league.
Win their group.
Win their group. Group league, same thing. Arsenal, FC Zurich, No Mugs, and PSV isn't exactly the easiest game.
Well, it's interesting because all three of the sides in our group were in the Champions League qualifying rounds.
Why is it Bodo slash Glimt?
Well, they're the Norwegian side that have a forward slash in their name. Genuinely.
I want, because when I first saw that, I was like, they still got games to play. Seriously, because I've not heard of them.
Genuinely their name. Because they beat Roma last year in the Europa Conference League in the group stages. They beat them by four or five.
They smashed them. I don't know who you're talking about now.
They also beat Celtic, I think, in a qualifying round at some point. Or maybe it was just last season in the Europa League as well. Thing is, with the Europa League, in terms of how you rate Arsenal and United's chances, it's always difficult as well because you never know who's going to drop down from the Champions League.
Yeah.
So you sort of have to wait. Although I do like the change in format that came in last season, in that before, every side that finished third in the Champions League went straight into the Europa League. Now they have to play second place in each of the Europa League groups, and whoever wins that progresses into the last 16 in the Europa League.
Oh, is that happening this season, is it?
That happened last season because that's how... Do you know Rangers beat Dortmund on the way to the Europa League final? Dortmund finished third in the Champions League group, dropped down. Rangers finished second in the Europa League group. Rangers beat them over two legs, progressed into the last 16. West Ham, who finished top of the Europa League group, didn't have to play in that knockout round because they finished top. They went straight into the last 16. So I quite like it. It's a good change in format because that means the Champions League sides aren't automatically in the Europa League. They have to play
a
knockout game against a second place side.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's better.
That's a good change. Yeah. Why can't UEFA do good changes like that? But
yeah.
My own thoughts though, before we wrap up, I think United and Arsenal both have a really good chance of winning it. And I think one of those clubs should be winning it, to be honest. So
I think United should probably focus on that instead of the league, really.
You think they have a better chance of winning the Europa League than finishing top four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you look at the way they play at the moment. Oh, yeah, they've got four wins on the spin, blah, blah, blah. But they'll get caught out and found out again. It's only a matter of time for him.
Yeah, will be interesting.
It was interesting. Again, we didn't touch on it. When Maguire came on, they looked messed up at the back again.
Conceded a foul on Jesus and got booked straight away, didn't he, within 2 minutes.
Yeah. And could have almost given a penalty away on Nketiah. I mean, it would have been soft, but his arms all around him.
He looked
all over the shop.
That just comes down to squad depth again, though, isn't it? Because you can't play Varane and Martinez and you're going straight to Maguire.
Well, if one of them gets injured, just wait. As soon as one of them gets injured, that's it.
Yeah, and Varane...
He can't play in a back four.
His history of injury problems, especially last season, where he missed quite a lot of the season. Yeah. Interesting times ahead. But wrapping up, so I asked you what you think the best Champions League goal of all time is. To sort of finish on, what is your favourite Champions League memory or moment? So it can be both as an Arsenal fan and in general.
My favourite Arsenal one is Sol Campbell scoring the opening goal in the final against Barcelona.
Mm.
Or there's beating Real Madrid at the Bernabeu because no English club had done it up until that point.
Yeah, I think we've done a few of those. We also first English side to beat Milan at the San Siro. Fabregas
5-1. That was brilliant.
No, that was in. Sorry, that's
oh, sorry.
Inter Milan.
AC Milan
as well. When Fabregas scored
from about 35 yards.
Yeah,
there was the 3-1 Roma where Henri scored a hat trick.
Yeah, that was the finish.
The beating of Juventus at home.
2-0.
Some of those teams were so good.
Fabregas against Vieira.
No, I'm talking about when Vieira played for us. 0-1-0-2.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Yes. Those are some of the Arsenal ones. John Terry slipping in the penalty spot. That was quite a good one. That was quite funny. I mean, it did mean United won the Champions League, but so be it. And then, any others? Yeah, Real Madrid doing Liverpool after Salah's tweeted about, payback or whatever.
This season. Yeah,
we've got a score to settle.
Yeah.
2-0 down, Mo.
I think some of the Madrid players, that's what they said in their post-match interviews, isn't it?
Spurred them on.
Yeah. My own thoughts, I think favourite Champions League memory would be Omri scoring at the Bernabeu because, I mean, I remember where I was for the Sol Campbell's goal, but that, I was watching it with Grandad George as well. He was in the living room because he was around for dinner. Even I was only, again, I was only
seven
at that point. I would have been seven. So, yeah, I mean, I remember that whole season because I went to the home games against Madrid, which we drew 0-0, against Juventus, which we won 2-0, and against Villarreal, which Colo Torres scored and we won 1-0. Talking of favourite memories as well, Lehmann saving Raquelme's penalty.
Never a pen, by the way.
Yeah.
Never a pen.
But it's just the...
I forgot about that one sort of momentarily, yeah.
Like the elation Superman. And ecstasy. Yeah, the elation and ecstasy. As a neutral, I think it would have to be Messi's goal against Real Madrid, which we talked about at the start of the podcast, or just watching Barcelona against Man United in that final, because that is... I mean, I can ask you another question. Messi or Ronaldo? I think I know your response, especially by the time you're taken, but we disagree on this one.
Yeah, I just enjoyed watching both of them play, to be fair.
Oh, you're one of those. Can't give an opinion. Which, is, to be fair, is probably the better way to be.
Well, people try and make you choose between them all the time. It's like Blur or Oasis. Why can't you just enjoy both bands? Especially with the crap music that comes out these days. But no, I think Messi's the better player, but Ronaldo's the better big game player.
You see, Messi's record in finals would sort of disagree with that. I know there's a lot of Copa del Rey finals as well, but he still steps up when it matters. So I disagree with the second point. But yeah Messi is the better player.
But not big game isn't just finals, though. It's getting to finals. So you look at the Bayern Munich team Real Madrid beat away, I think 3-0. He scored a hat-trick. He hadn't scored a goal in... They were saying like 300 minutes.
That was in the group stage. And then he ended up
hadn't scored a goal, and then went and scored a hat trick, and then went and scored a hat trick again in the return fixture, or two again in the return fixture. Sometimes he would drag his team to the finals,
well, especially in that 3-year period when they won it.
Even when the team were playing poorly, he'd get half a chance. The Juventus overhead kick you're talking about. Whereas Messi, he could obviously beat players and that sort of thing. But if Messi wasn't on it, then the team didn't win. Whereas with Real Madrid, he always sort of...
Well, when the team wasn't on it, like you say, he sort of potentially...
He managed to drag him out.
But in terms of pure ability, as good as Ronaldo is and was, Messi, especially because of the way he could pass the ball and create opportunities for other people, which I don't think
they
Ronaldo
are two different
do.
Players. Though,
yeah, I mean, you could play them together, to be honest, in their primes anyway.
Yeah.
But I'd go Messi, and my favourite Champions League moment of all time as a neutral would probably be Messi's goal against Madrid.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But that wraps it up. Thank you very much for listening. Please get involved in all the socials. You can give your own Champions League memories, moments, and vote in our predictor, because that will be going out on the Instagram stories as well. But you shall hear us on the next one. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.